He said to me,
good morning to everybody and thank you for coming. I'm just disclaiming before we start, this is obviously not passing any shyness, just discussing through the longness of a particular sukkah which could be relevant to holidays. Last week's parasha we had the Hoyim Shemoya, Ma'odim Cholav Avchem, as I'll tell us, Torah is referring to Avodah Shebelev, the Avodah which takes place in one's heart, which is Tefillah. And one of the Yonim of Tefillah is Tefillah B'Tzibur. To daven with the Tefillah, it's Tefillah in Beis HaKnesses, Tefillah in the Shul. The Gemara says in Brochus, in Daf Ches Amud Beis, Dom Reb Shua Ben Levi, Also Loi La'odam She'yavoy Achori Beis HaKnesses, B'Shoah She'atzibur Mitzpalli. The person is not allowed to pass the Shul at the time of Tefillah without going inside. We'll discuss soon the various reasons brought for this. It's also to go past the shul, also le'adam she'yavar achari be'sekneset b'shoah she'asur mispanlim. During the times of Tefillah, one shouldn't go past a shul. Omar Abaya, v'lo'y omrom ela deleka pischa achwina. When is there an issa to go past the shul? If there's no other pesach, there's no other door. If you're going past the door and there's no other door, that's when there's an issa to go past. If there's another door, there's no problem about going past the door because there's another door. When did Rabbi Shimon Levi say there's an issa to go past the door? It's only if there's no other shul. If there's another shul, there's also no problem. The Gemara then brings another few. It's not another few conditions where there wouldn't be the issue of going past the door of a shul. But let's concentrate on these two. Rabbi Shimon Levi says a person is prohibited, a person is not allowed to go past the door of a shul at the time of Tefillah without going inside. Rabbi said the issue is only if there's no other door. If there's another door, there's no problem. But it's only a problem if there's no other shul. Today's Kehillahs mostly there's plenty of shuls, so there's no problem going past the shul at the time of davening because there's other shuls. Many times there's other doors as well. Rashi over there, the Gemara repeats this again in Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi adds a few words. Rashi says, "What's the issue of going past the shul?" It's a bizoyim for the shul. A person walks past the shul without going inside it. That's a bizoyim for the shul. And therefore, obviously, if there's another door, it's not a bizoyim. It's not showing any bizoyim, any shame for the shul, because any person who sees him going past understands that he's going in another door. So going past this door is no problem. This din of going past the door of a shul at the time of Tefillah is brought to Shulchan Aruch, Tzimtzadi, Siv Ches, with many of the conditions which are mentioned in the Gemara. If there's another door, it's okay. That's relevant for us. If there's another door, it's okay. And if there's another shul, it's okay. Now, the Ra'ah in Brachas, one of the Rishonim on Brachas, says, what's the Issa going past a shul at the time of davening without going inside? Says the Ra'am, Bnei Shanirek, Misha Einei Ma'amin. He's showing he's not a Ma'amin. Somebody who's Ma'amin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody who's a believer, somebody who's a Ma'amin, who goes past the shul at the time of davening, would obviously go inside to daven. Somebody just walks past without going inside. It's like he's not a Ma'amin. It shows he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sounds like it's got to do with Yiddishkeit. It's not a Ma'amin. He's showing he doesn't believe in Hashem. Why is he not going inside? The Rambam sounds more tefillah related. The Rambam says, he's speaking about one of the conditions of when one's allowed to go past, and the Rambam says, the Gemara says, if he's wearing tefillin, it's okay. Shat tefillin machichin olav. Once a person is wearing tefillin, it's okay to walk past the shul, not go inside. Shat tefillin machichin olav. The tefillin shows about him, shuroid of mitzvahs. He pursues mitzvahs. Ve'enon is mevatel tefillin. He's not a person who's mevatel tefillin. The Rambam seems to learn it's nothing to do with not so much to do with the emunah, not believing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody goes past the shul without going inside is showing that he's mevatli tefillah, he's got something against davening, he doesn't realize the importance of davening. So that's the din of the Gemara, din paskin shulchan aruch. You shouldn't go past the door of the shul at the time of tefillah, unless there's another door, there's another shul. We discussed the kitzah, a couple of reasons, whether it's the inyan of is it the inyan of kafira, not believing in a kadosh baruch hu chas v'shalom, or is it because he shouldn't look like he's a mevatel tefillah? He doesn't realize the importance of tefillah. He's just walking past, not going inside. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and his parish Beis Yosef on the tour in Hilchas Chanukah asks a question. Everybody knows the other question of the Beis Yosef: why we only keep 7 days Chanukah, why we keep 8 days Chanukah, not seven? There's another kasha, which is maybe not so famous, also got a lot of terutzim, not as many as the other kasha. The Beis Yosef has a problem. The Beis Yosef asks a stira between Gemara and Shabbos about Hilchas Chanukah and this Gemara and Brachos about going past shul. There's a very similar din, benegea to Hilchas Chanukah, to lighting menorah. The Gemara says in Bava Madlikin, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Chotzei she'eshen al shnei psachim mishnei ruchos. If you have a courtyard which has two entrances from two sides, somebody lives in the corner house, let's say this is the corner, so he's got the Pesach over here on this side, and he's got the Pesach over here on that side. He's got two entrances to his chotzeh. Says the Gemara, Sarich lahadlik b'shnei psachim. He has to light two menorahs. He has to light one menorah on this side and one menorah on that side. Why does he have to light menorah on each side? Says the Gemara, Shelo yachshadu la'ivrim, the people who going past shouldn't be chayshadim. If a person is going to walk past a chotzer which has two psachim, a chotzer which has two sides, and it's got, he walks past and he sees there's no menorah on one of the sides. So what does he think to himself? This passerby looks and he sees there's no menorah, and he thinks to himself, why is there no menorah? It's a chiv to put a menorah by the entrance, by the Pesach. So the person assumes, just like there's no menorah on this side, there's no menorah on the other side. So what's happened over here? He's caused a chashad. He's caused Yidin to be chayshadim. You're not allowed to cause Yidin to be chayshadim. Pashas is because of the Yisim Nakir. A person has to not do things which is going to raise eyebrows, which is going to make anybody have suspicions about him. Therefore, says the Gemara, if you've got a chatzah, if you've got the courtyard, Shesh Hashneb Sochim, you have two entrances, one on this side, one on that side, you've got to light two menorahs. Because if you don't light on this side, you only light on this side, you know you've done the mitzvah, but a passerby will think, you didn't light on this side, I can't say the menorah on this side, probably you didn't light on the other side, instead of being done with Havschus, and he'll assume you don't have a menorah. So what have you done? You've made people be choshed at you. You've made people be choshed at you. So you've made a chashad, you've been over the pashas v'is and the kim, you've got to do things that nobody should have any suspicions about you. Therefore, says the Gemara, you've got to light two menorahs, very interesting thing, and shine out to do with the brachas, etc. But obviously only made one bracha, but you've got to light a menorah on both sides, so there's people shouldn't be choshed at you. Ask the Beis Yosef, what's the difference between a shul with two doors and a courtyard with two entrances? When it comes to the shul with two doors, so we said you can't go past a shul, you can't go past the door of a shul and not go inside, because people will say you're not going into davening. You look like a kaifa, like we said, you look like you're a battle tefillah, whatever it is. Says the Gemara, but if there's another door, so people will assume, okay, he's not going in this door, but he's going in the other door. So people don't say because he didn't go in this door, he's not going in the other door as well. People assume fakir. We're Donakaf schools, the person went past this door and didn't go inside. It's not because he doesn't hold the davening. It's not because he doesn't chas v'shalom believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because he's going in another door. As long as there's another door, you're fine. When it comes to the chashad by Ne'er Chanukah, there we say you got to light on both sides, because if you don't light on one side, people say, oh, didn't light on this side, probably didn't light on the other side. Beis Yosef asks, what's the difference between the chashad of the two psachim by a shul and the two psachim by menorah? As I've read the Beis Yosef, he's got a seer between his two gemaras, both are passing the shulchan aruch. By menorah we say you've got to light on both sides, by the shul we say as long as there's another door, people will assume you're going to the other door.
You can then sack it, you put on both, but by Beis Medrash, where you go, this door, now it's going to the other door, what's...
They should make sure he goes inside. It should be also to go, even if there's another door. Even if there's another door, people say probably he's not going down the door, so he's going this door.
First door, go straight in.
As if it was Yosef, Yosef got two answers to this question, many answers said after this Yosef. Yosef himself brings two answers. First, Yosef says there's a chiluk between the chashat, the suspicion of Nechanik, and the suspicion of the two doors near Shul. Says Yosef, because not davening is much worse than not lighting menorah. Not davening is much worse than not lighting menorah. The chashat of somebody not davening is, like we said before, it's a perikah ma'ach ha'shamay, chas v'sham, he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a much bigger chashat. The chashat of not lighting menorah is a chashat. He's not doing the techamah drabana of lighting menorah. It's not such a big chashat. Says the Beis Yosef, when it comes to chashat of not lighting menorah, we'll start all the way around. When it comes to chashat, sorry, of not going to a shul, nobody will suspect that somebody is a perikah ma'ach ha'shamay so quickly. So as soon as there's a little amasla, as soon as there's a little excuse, oh, there's another door, so then we'll say, probably went into the other door, because the suspicion is so great, the chashat that somebody's perikah ma'ach ha'shamayim is so big, people won't suspect that. People won't suspect that somebody is a perikah ma'ach ha'shamayim. As soon as there's a way we can say, you know, there's another door, probably went into the other door. When it comes to the lighting menorah, says Rabbi Yosef, so in Techamah Drabanan, therefore people will be quicker to suspect that he didn't light his menorah than to suspect somebody didn't go into shul. So there's a difference, therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, when it comes to if there's another door by a shul, people say he definitely went in the other door. But when it comes to lighting menorah, people are more wary because it's only a Techamah Drabanan, so they send light on both sides. Second answer is Rabbi Yosef. There's another difference between going to shul and not lighting menorah. Not lighting menorah costs money. Got an expense to it. So now, if you're walking past the shul, says Rabbi Yosef, so if there's another door, you think to yourself, probably went into the other door. Why not? Doesn't cost him anything. It's likely he went into the other door. As soon as there's another door, we went into the other door. When it comes to menorah, there's more reason to suspect the person didn't light the menorah, because a menorah costs money. So if I see a person didn't light on one side, I'm more likely to be choshesh she didn't light on the other side, because it's a matter of the sarah kiss, as we say, it's a matter of hefset moment. There's a monetary loss by having to light menorah, and it's therefore more suspicious. I've got more of a chashat, somebody didn't do something which cost him money, then not going to a shul which doesn't cost money. That's the Beis Yosef two answers. Again, we started with the Gemara about the issa of going past the shul when when the tzibah davening, and the Gemara says it's only if there's no shul, it's only if there's no other door. The Beis Yosef asks that that's a stira to the Bachanika. Bachanika, we say that if you have a kol yom with two sochim, then there's chiv to light in both, because people suspect if he didn't light here, probably he didn't light in the other side as well. And the Beis Yosef asks, what's the difference by Chalikah, we make him light by both, and by the shul we say, we assume that he went into the other door. And the Beis Yosef gives two terutzim, and the first answer is that the suspicion, the chashad by tefillah, is such a terrible thing, we're not choshed, people wouldn't go into daven unless there's no other door. The second answer is that menorah costs money, and therefore it's more likely to suspect the person that would suspect the person that had menorah, but by shul will assume he went into the other door because it doesn't cost him. Imam Navram in Shulchan Aruch brings the Beis Yosef, he brings the second answer, and he says there's a fundamental, much more fundamental difference between the two cases which could answer the Beis Yosef's kasha. He says the Beis Yosef understood both cases have to do with chashat. Beis Yosef understood both cases have to do with suspecting a person, with being choshed the person. I'm choshed the person didn't light a menorah, and I'm choshed the person is not going into shul. And therefore, the Beis Yosef had a kasha. If we choshed, if we say there's another door, you're not choshed him by a shul, you are choshed him by Chanukah. That was the Beis Yosef comparing this chashat, so to speak, this suspicion to this suspicion. Says the Mon Navram, the reason the issa of not being allowed to go past the shul while the davening, if it's the only door, is nothing to do with chashad. It's not because we suspect that this person is a parakoil, that he doesn't believe chas v'shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't believe chas v'shalom. He says, look, he says many times the person is in the shuk, he also doesn't go to shul. If you see, there's no issa, says the Magen Avraham, you see there's no issa of going to the shuk b'shas tefillah. There's only one minyan, there's only one shul, there should be an issa to go in the shuk. Well, why are you going to the shuk now? You don't believe chas v'shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't believe in davening. And he says, anyway, many times he says, when a person is busy, he doesn't always have to go to shul in certain halachic situations. A person doesn't have to go to shul, and after became his mutter, so he doesn't see there's a problem with being chayshah. The person doesn't go to shul because if the chashash is that people look and say this person doesn't go to shul, so why would it be mutter to go to shul? Why would it be mutter to be in the marketplace at the time of davening? He says the reason for the issa of going past the shul at the time of davening, nothing to do with chashav, says the Magen Avraham, it's mevazeh beis hakneses. You're being mevazeh a shul. If you walk past the shul at the time of davening, you don't go inside it, why don't you go walk on the other side of the road, don't go near it? A person who walked past the shul, mamish past the door, is not embarrassed by the fact he's unable to go inside it, has been mevazeh the shul. Maybe one could... So the Rashi says, beginning of when Yaakov Avinu had the dream, he went past the Sulam Utzavat and Rosh Megeshmaim. Rashi says he went past Har Meriah and he went on. And then he said, I went past the shul which my ancestors davened and I didn't go in. In the beginning of Parashat Vayetze, the person goes past the shul, says the Magen Avraham, it's not what people be chayshah, it's nothing to do with people's chashal, to suspect, he didn't go in, he doesn't believe in the Kodesh, he doesn't believe in tefillah, it's got to do with being mevazeh a shul. To go past the shul and not to go inside it is a bizayon of the shul. When it comes to Chanukah, it's got to do with chashal, it's got to do with what people suspect. And people suspect, if they don't see a menorah on one side, they assume that there's no menorah on the other side, instead of being done chaf schos, and therefore it doesn't help you, there's another side. As Al said, you got to write two menorahs. By shul, says the Magen Avraham, it's nothing to do with the shul. It's got to do with bizarre beis haknesses, to go past the shul and not go inside, you'd be mevazeh the shul. When have I been mevazeh shul? When has a person been mevazeh shul by not going inside? That's only if there's one door. If there's another door where he could have gone inside, could be he's going inside, could be he's gone inside, then there's no bizarre of the shul anymore, says the Magen Avraham, because you're not walking past its only entrance. The design of the shul is only when you're going past its only entrance and not going inside. And therefore, it says the one of Ram, we have an obvious difference, since we've got this obvious difference between Chanukah and the shul, the halachas are going to be different. When it comes to Chanukah, when the time is because of chashad, then people attack a choshed, even if there's another door, they'll say, oh, you didn't light in this door, you didn't light in this door. When it comes to a shul, it's got to do with not with chashad, but it's got to do with bizayim b'sakneses. Bizayim b'sakneses, as the Magen Avraham, is only if it's the only door to the shul. So we'll come back to the Magen Avraham very soon, Be'ezar Hashem. But just to try and understand, step back a minute. So we had the Gemara, we had the reasons, and we had the theory of the Beis Yosef understood both because of chashad. The Magen Avraham understood that the Beis Haknesses has nothing to do with chashad, it's got to do with being mevazeh, the shul. But the Maisa, the Magen Avraham asked very strong questions on the Beis Yosef, which we're going to have to answer. The Beis Yosef understood that the issa of going past the shul at the time of tefillah, the time of davening, is because we'll be choshed, this person doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaShem, doesn't believe in tefillah, how is he going to answer the Magen Avraham's kasha? Magen Avraham asked a very straightforward kasha. If the reason is because of chashad, if the reason is because we're going to suspect that he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he didn't go inside, so why is he allowed in the shul b'shas tefillah? Why is the issa dafka when he's walking past the shul, then we say people will be chayshad, he doesn't believe because he doesn't go inside, and if he's going in the shul b'shas tefillah, that's fine. Why don't we say there's an issur to be in the shul b'shas tefillah? Anybody who sees that person's not in shul will be chayshah that this person is mimvat le'tefillah, or he's like a paragoyin, doesn't believe in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did Chazal restrict the issur dafka when you're going past the door of a shul? The issur, the chashad is there, that's the one of Ram's kashan b'siyosef. The chashad, the suspicion, when you see somebody not going to a shul, is there, whether he's in the shul or whether he's walking past the shul. So the chayre, to answer this kasha, then we'd have to, so to speak, borrow some of the Magen Avraham svara and say, yes, the Beis Yosef says clearly that the reason is because of chashat. The reason is because there's a suspicion. You see somebody walking past the shul, not going inside, we can suspect this person, chas v'shalom, is a parakoyed, or is a mevatel tefillah, chas v'shalom. But that's only, the Beis Yosef must have understood that that's only if his mom is going past the shul. If his mom is going past the shul and not going inside, then people are choshed him that he's a parakoyed, or he's mevatel tefillah. Somebody who's at the other end of town, somebody who's in the shuk, we're not choshed because it doesn't stand out so much that he's walking past and not going inside. Somebody who's walking past the shul and not going in, if his mom is walking past and this is the only door, then we say there's something fishy here, there's something suspicious. Why is he not going inside the shul? He's not walking past. Must be, he's a dafkanik, he's a mevatel tefillah, he's chas v'shalom a parakoyed. Somebody is at the other end of town, doesn't stand out so much that he's not going into the shul. And therefore, we won't be choshedim. We don't necessarily think, oh, there's a mini going on now, he's in the shul, why is he in the shul? In other words, we've narrowed down the about this two shittas here, but we've narrowed down the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef to saying this. The reason, the Gemara says, it's also to go past the shul during davening. The Beis Yosef understood, it's got to do with chashad, it's got to do with what other people will say about you. It's got to do with what people walk past and they see you not going inside. What will they think about such a person? They'll think Chas v'Shalom is not going in because he doesn't hold of davening. Chas v'Shalom is not a ma'amin, a kadosh baruch hu. That's somebody who walks past and doesn't go inside. Somebody's the other end of town. There isn't this chashad because people don't necessarily equate the two together. There's davening going on now and he's not going inside. Magen Avraham says nothing to do with chashad. Like he asked in Beis Yosef, it's not because of what we're choshes, not because of what people will suspect about this person. It's got to do with you being mevazeh the shul. Somebody walks past the shul and doesn't go inside, he's been mevazeh the shul, like the Magen Avraham says, and therefore there's the dimin tachanika, and it's only when you're walking past. So according to the Beis Yosef, it's chashad of Chas v'Shalom being a kofer, not believing in tefillah. According to Magen Avraham, it's not chashad. It's because you're being mevazeh the shul by not going inside. But according to both of them, it's only if you're walking past the shul. The Magen Avraham brings Rashi in Brachas, it's much more like him, not like the Beis Yosef. Rashi's Loshon in Brachas, the first one which we started with, the second one of Samach Aleph, Rashi says, Kibin she'ena nichnas nirek parik ayun mevasa beis hakneses. Rav says, you see, clearly it's got to do, that's what Avraham's Mekhoi, it's got to do with being mevasa the shul rather than people's suspicions about this person. Just to discuss one or two nafkaminas between the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef, the Prima Goldim says he might have a nafkamina, he's not sure if it's a nafkamina. He says, when is this issa negea, the issa of walking past the shul when there's only one shul and only one entrance, which part of davening? Is it only by Shemoneh Esrei, or is it during any part of davening? So the Prima Goldim says, he says, according to the Magen Avraham, he says, the Magen Avraham says, you mevazeh the shul. If it's got to do with being mevazeh the shul, there's no difference where the shul are up to. If they're in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, Karbonos, or after Shemoneh Esrei, you're being mevazeh the shul. Mevazeh the shul is any time during davening. However, he says, according to the Rambam, we quoted the Lashon of the Rambam before, is mevatel tefillah, the reason we're going past is because the chashad, like Beis Yosef says, that this person is mevatel tefillah. So he says, tefillah, the ikka tefillah could be his only mishah Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore the ikka issa will only be his man Shemoneh Esrei. He says, he's masupik about it, but he says, according to Magen Avraham, it's definitely any time during davening, according to Beis Yosef, it could be it's only Bashmana Esra. So that would be one possible nafka minna. Maybe one could suggest, I haven't found this, but maybe one could suggest another nafka minna, which could be very again in the holidays. What's the din if you have, like you very very often have, you have 10 people on holiday together, they get together and make a minyan. Have a minyan for shakris, for mincha, but they're not davening in the shul. They're davening in somebody's house, or they put up a marquee, whatever it is. It's not a shul, it's a place where they've got together to daven. Very likely there's only one minyan for shakris, or mincha marif. And somebody gets up early, he's going on an outing that day, and he wants to walk past, he's walking past the shul on the way. Is there listed to walk past a place with a davening, which is not a shul? So the chayra, this could be Torah on the two stadim. If you go with this Yosef, that the issa of walking past the shul, which only has one entrance, is because people will be chayshed, you're being mevatel tefillah. So walking past such a place could be a problem, because a person who sees somebody walking past the time of davening doesn't go inside. Why is he not going inside? What about the wrong? It hasn't got to do with being the vatal tefillah. It's got to do with being the vatal the shul. A person who walks past the shul without going in is a vatal beset neset. Could be that's only by a shul. A place of davening which is not the shul hasn't got kedushas beset neset. It happened to be davening there, and we got together to a minyan. Could be there's no issa in walking past such a place. I couldn't find this nafka minna in the poskim. I did find the other way around, which chayra is very similar to the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's only an issa to go past the shul, shal shav tzibim mispadim, is only, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if there's no other shul in town, or there's anywhere else where people daven. That means if there's one shul, and there's another place which is not a shul, but people are davening in a house, for example, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there'd be no issa to go past the shul, because people say it's davening in another place. There's another place here which is not the shul, but people daven there. So this lechayr would also be enough minute between the two tzadim, because if here you'd have enough minute all the way around. According to the Bis Yosef, we understand Aruch HaShulchan, because the whole problem is people say that you're being mevatel chashon parakayil, you're mevatel tefillah. So if there's another place people daven, so people won't be choshen. According to Mon Avraham, the idea is you're being mevazah the shul by not going inside. It doesn't help. There's another place where people are davening. The shul is still being mevazah. There's only one shul, and you're walking past that shul without going inside. So that would be enough kuna that way around. Up upon him, there's an issa which we discussed. Issa to go past the shul, the time when the citizens fall in, there's only one door. We discussed if it's because, like this Yosef learns, it's a hashad, it's a hashash that he's been back to Twila or Parakayo, or it's like the Mon Avram, it's the Etzem, the Bizayim, the Sifnesis, walk past the shul, not going inside, you're being with us at the shul. And we discussed two or three potential nafkaminas. That's Hashem, the Eb Shaz Halfan, he should be Makabal, all tefillahs of Kladishah, Bechama from Shehem, and Zazan Kitfa'im, Ezra Hashem.